Hello world and welcome to another episode of The Birds and the Bees. I'm your host Colin Mill. I'm here with my co-host Guys. Do what you do.
Yo, it's KF the Deaf French. How y'all doing?
Hey, it's your girl Harley.
The Case the Dawn.
So it's a nice Monday evening. It's all nice and warm here in New York City. Monday. I'm using a home at this time on Mondays. Where? You know, it's only because. My uncle passed, so I had to go to a funeral this morning, and I was like, I'm not gonna be able to go to work today. And, you know, I tried, but I had to go. Yeah. But you know, I just needed some time off, and you know, way to get your mind off and sit with some good friends and have an intimate conversation about life, love, and relationships and all. Yeah. Facts, you know, facts. How was your weekend?
It's getting better.
Hey, weekend's over. How's it getting better? It's Monday now. It's a work week. Weekend's over. We go back to work tomorrow.
Oh, God, screw it. Don't even want to go back.
I'm not ready yet, but...
Pineapples. You know what's crazy? So, during the weekend, I went to D.C. to shoot this documentary, right? And during the documentary, we went to visit the National Museum of African American History and Culture, right? Mm-hmm. Or Culture and History. I always mess up the name. But, man, going to that museum and then returning to the Museum of Sex in New York, to me, it felt like I was dealing with a slutty girl, slutty, sexy girl who knows nothing else but sex and likes to party, but she has no substance. Then I met a girl of my dreams who had culture and knew her history, had knowledge of self.
Oh, God.
And it was a one-time fling, and then I went back to the fucking slutty one, like, oh, damn it. Why did I come back to this one for? Like, that's how I felt when I went back to my museum. I'm like, I can't believe this is the one I work at. This is my museum. Holy shit. The fuck am I doing in my life? Oh, like, God. Holy shit.
Out of all the museums in New York City, I had to pick this one.
Right? Like, oh, man. It's like I left the girl of my dreams behind and to get back with the, you know.
The what the fuck.
Who just know how to fuck and nothing else. Have no substance. You know what I mean?
It's just, hey, I'm here.
Right? Like, all right.
I guess
we can fuck.
Oh, shit. Sorry. The other one, you actually got a lot of information in the black history.
Right? Like, I'm just like, I'm too bright. I'm so depressed right now. First the funeral. Then this. Oh.
I don't even want to see your face. You know what? Bye, Linda.
Gotta go.
I'm like, I don't feel like looking at dicks and dildos today, man. Not after this museum. Not after seeing African-American culture. And I was just like, oh, man. It was just... You guys know me. I'm big on black history. You know I'm big on black culture. And, oh, with everything. Everything. Because here's the thing. I don't know. I can't speak for everybody, you know. But I know there's a lot of people, like, they take black culture and black history for granted. They don't even realize it. Me, I'm still... I guess for me, why I'm so passionate when it comes to this, because I feel like I got this stuff late. You know what I mean? Because most people, you know, I was born and raised in America, but my parents and all the adults around me weren't American. So they wasn't teaching me American stuff. They were teaching me Haitian things.
Yep.
And if they taught me anything American, it wasn't any black American stuff. It was just regular old American stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I was one of the few kids in my, probably the only kid in my school who was singing fucking Beach Boys. They were like, what the fuck is a Beach Boy, my nigga? Like, it's just like, you never watch Full House? Like, nigga, you watching fucking Ocean Twins? What the fuck are you watching at home? I'm like, you guys don't watch it? They're like, nah, we only watch it waiting for Family Matters to come on. Like, what? What's going on? What? You know what I mean? So, you know, it wasn't until, like, when I got older and I had other, like, and I mean, like, really, really older, because all my other friends growing up, majority of them were West Indian, too. So, my next-door neighbor, his family was Haitian. So, Haitian, I just had the Haitian stuff right there. If I went to my godsister's house, Haitian. You know, my best friend, she was Jamaican. So, Jamaican. You know what I mean? Like, there was no getting around West Indian culture until I had my one friend, Corey. Corey was full-blown black. Nothing else but black. You know what I mean? So, his going to his house on Sunday, his mom playing, you know, soul food, you know, playing that R. Kelly Chocolate Factory and everything, like, you know, and they cooking soul food, like, and they're like, yo, you ever in the movie Soul Food? I'm like, nah. You're like, you never seen Soul Food. You know what I mean? And then as I get older, start meeting more black friends, and then you're going there, you're going to their cookouts, and you know, hearing the backyard music, and you know, you watch movies and TV shows, watch movies like Brown Sugar, watch VH1, and you hear behind the music. So after a while, you start picking up on things here and then. But it wasn't until high school high school was the moment I had my full blown hood moment. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know I lived in a hood until I was in high school, bro. I didn't even know. I saw a movie like Boys in the Hood. I saw a movie movies like Boys in the Hood and Menace to Society. I was like, oh, thank God I don't live in areas like that. Not knowing I live in the exact area 50 Cent got shot at 9 times. Like, you know, like, yeah. That had no clue until I went to high school, read this book called Queens Reign Supreme. And I read this whole book was just about all the crime in Queens from like the 80s to like early 2000s. You know,
and
back
you're just
at
like, where the right? hell was I? Like, right? This is happening.
I was like, this is happening here.
You was just in the house.
No lie.
Video
yo,
games.
No lie. There's a part in a book where they're talking about a fight that happened in the cafeteria of Andrew Jackson High School. Ask me where I was when I read that. In the cafeteria at Andrew Jackson High School. I was like, what the fuck? Wow. What the fuck? Like, you know, so. So I, for to me, I feel like I'm always just catching up to this. You know what I mean? One of the first people who really put in my mind that white people would say nigga and all this stuff was this woman named Deborah Bridges. She used to be a dancer for Alan Avery, and that guy's dancing in the movie The Wiz. Like, literally, there's a whole shot of her in The Wiz. Like, it's literally a close up of her. Ain't nobody else in this shot but her. But you know, like she was the first person to ever show me a check from a movie studio. You know what I mean? Like, she kept it real for me as a kid. She told me everything I didn't know about the hood, about black folks, about this, about that. Like, she gave me the real dose of black culture. You know, she had stacks
and
of Jet magazine, Ebony magazine.
And what was she?
She was in my show. She used to live in Circle 4. She was my tutor. That's how I originally met her. We met her because I was taking tennis lessons at the time at Royal Wilkins Park. And you know, one day playing, my mom had a conversation about how I was basically horrible at math, and she was like, oh, I could tutor him. That's how it started. And then from there, you know, it started off just her being our tutor. Then she became like family, and she just put me on the game with everything, you know. Everything about this country, everything about black folks, I got from her, you know what I mean. And I give her a lot of credit, because before then I was just a regular old, you know, American kid, you know, with a Haitian background. You know, that soul didn't kick in until after her. When after her, that's when the soul kicked in. That's when I started getting real interested in, like, oh shit, you know, black folks, what's going on with, like, you know, like we should be, why aren't we talking about each other more often? You know what I mean? And every once in a while you have one teacher in the school that like, you went to 72. You know, were you around for Mr. Kelly? His name was R. Kelly, no lie. Reginald Kelly was his name, no lie. But he was the most black conscious teacher I've ever had in my life. Black man too. And I'll never forget him. Never forget him. This was the proudest black man I ever met when I was a kid. And just seeing him and, you know, just being around, it just feels good when I go to the African American Museum and see all this. And now just like, you know, after all these years of collecting all the what I call my black affinity stones, and, you know.
He said my black affinity stones.
Yeah, like,
every time I get the reality.
Right? Like, I'm getting all of my stones one by one, and it just felt good. It felt like I got all my stones at that museum. You know what I mean? Because it was just like, there was nothing, like, not to say there was nothing I could have learned from the museum, but it was like, everything at the museum, I already knew before I got there. You know, some people would learn that stuff for the first time. Me, the only thing I was seeing for the first time was that actual stuff that I've been reading about for years. Mm-hmm. So, like, one of the first independent produced black films from 1920, from one of those early days, from Oscar Micheaux, one of the first times any black guy ever produced any film by himself. They had the actual posters there and the actual book that was based off them. Because originally basically, he was Marvel before Marvel. Marvel, you know how Marvel now makes their own movies based off their comics. Other people was coming to him to make movies about his book, and he was like, man, I don't trust none of these white folks. I'm gonna make this movie on my own. And you know, he did it on his own. You know what's crazy? Sony is about to do that now with the PlayStation games. They're like, you know why? We own these games, why not? You know? So seeing that, I get to see the original book, see the actual poster and whatnot. They had the Oprah exhibit where you see all the Oprah stuff, and you see actual production notes from the Oprah show and all that stuff. And it was just a very inspiring, and it was just like motivated and everything. And the crazy part is I never made it to the slave part. I was so tight. There were so many floors. I never made it to the slavery part. I was so tight because that line was huge. And ask me who was on that line. Mostly white people.
Wow.
I mean, the museum was full of white people, but that line was full of white folks. And it was so long, I couldn't get it. You would have thought it was a Disney ride. I kid you not.
Oh,
I was just, I'm just, like, we only had 2 hours at the museum. I'm like, I can't stand on this line. I gotta go through the rest of these floors.
I would have been like, excuse me, you wanna know what happened during slavery? Go outside and call on Betty.
Not even. And they're like, go outside, make a right. They go to White House. You good. I got it from here. Like, you got it from here. You know?
Like, you're in the wrong part of the museum.
Like, this is for me. Let me get this culture. Let me get this information.
Like, nah, we need mad people to be here just so black people can't go, because we found out, well, we already know half-ish.
Like I said, most of the stuff in there are already new. It was just good to actually see the actual, like, artifacts and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, now it made it more real. You know, everything before was just movies, books, and whatever information I could find before. Going to that museum, I actually got to see the stuff I've been reading about. You know, over there, they actually have the slave homes over there that were built by the slaves and everything like that. They have Nat Turner's Bible. You know, they have the Rosa Parks gown that she made herself with her bare hands and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it makes it real. You know what I mean? Yes, I'm telling you, I'm ready. I'm planning to go back already. Let's go. I'm going to rent an Airbnb and stay out there for the weekend. I'm telling you. You know what? We're going to do that. The birds and the bees live in D.C. It's happening. Y'all,
guys, he just put us on a bus, and we're on the road.
Right, we're on the road already. Y'all don't even know this. I kidnapped him. We're not even going to work tomorrow. It's a wrap. We have some explaining to do when we get back, but it's okay.
Sorry, boss. I'm about to figure out the doctor's note.
Right. All right, we was in a coma for a week.
Oh wow.
But. That alone just it was a highlight of my weekend. I'm not gonna lie, that museum was the highlight of my weekend. I got to see a lot, I got to experience a lot. You know, I have a video for you guys soon to see about it. But man, if y'all black or you interested in black culture or in black history,
that's the place to go
there. And it's not like that the African American Museum of Civil Rights in Atlanta, because that shit was depressing as fuck. I walked out of there ready to kill somebody. That shit was depressing. I didn't feel like that when I walked out of here. I felt proud when I walked out of this museum. And I think this is a place y'all want to go check out. You know what I mean? And fellas, if y'all trying to find smart, educated, classy, beautiful women, that's the museum to go. I kid you not, everywhere I turn, I was like, there's nothing but beautiful, educated women in this building. Oh my goodness, this is just wonderful. But I gotta go in 2 hours, so I gotta get this shot. I gotta go, you know. But a lot of times I was just like, damn, should have started the conversation, you know. But I was in a rush. You know me, guys, when I'm in a film mode, that's it, film mode. But man, guys, if y'all trying to find yourself a smart, educated woman, or women, if you're trying to find yourself a smart, educated brother, I'm telling you, you're going to find them. You know where you're not going to find them? At the Museum of Sex. All they're doing over there, jumping on titties. I tell you. I know. I see it.
Squeezing titties. Right? Throwing them around.
Slapping their friends with dildos. I'm telling you, guys. I'm telling you. I got so upset with crowd I was around today. I was like, oh, shit. I'm back to the bachelorette parties. Fuck.
Like I was in heaven for a couple of minutes, like, and now I'm in hell. Yeah, back to hell.
Like, oh, my God. I never could have imagined that. As a kid, you never imagined that you get tired of the section where you want to see more educational stuff. You never would imagine that you want to be around history and culture more than the sex. I would never imagine that in my life. Like, wow. Holy shit. You can get tired of the sex.
Yeah, you really can.
You can get so tired of the sex. Like, really like people come like, oh my God, you must love working here. Like, yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Is it time to leave?
You know what? I just go, I can't complain. And they always like, and I just be like, I'm not going to sit there and like, it sucks, but I'm not going to say it's great either. They're like, yeah. I can't complain. I learn things, you know. And I come back and we talk about it on this podcast. So you know, and I get to learn about the new toys and you know see what people are into and learn about you know all the kinky stuff people are into. So it has its ups and its downs. I can't complain about it, you know. But before we go into the first tip of the week, we're not gonna go to history because I did that whole Black History thing right there. Before we go to tip of the week, I do want to acknowledge that. This week, later on, we're going to have a podcast about Aladdin, because Aladdin comes out this week.
We're going to go see it, right?
I already got my tickets for Thursday, but we need to go to the theaters and set up your tickets to come with me on Friday, because we got to drop off the actual...
Whenever you ready to go?
I'm literally about to tell you guys, give you all the tickets to go, because I work fucking 14 hours, so I like you guys will have a better chance. Actually... Yeah, no, you should do it now, because it was already getting booked like crazy for Thursday night, and I was already planning to go for Thursday just because, you know, I like going. I was going to go see it twice, you know, and go with you guys the next day or whatever. So after this podcast, remind me to give you guys your tickets to go book it now, and then let me know when you got the seats so I can book my seats next to y'all or whatever, you know. So, yeah, because I already got my tickets to see it on Thursday night. I already got two seats. There's no guarantee who the second person is going to be with me. You know, because I'm not talking to nobody right now. So, just like...
Oh, boy.
Right? So, I'm just like, oh man.
It's time to take out the black book.
You can't just take any girl to Aladdin. Like,
right? That's Aladdin.
That's Aladdin, my nigga. This especially the first night, the opening night, it comes out.
And isn't that...
I've seen it at IMAX, midnight. Like, you can't just take any girl to that.
Nah. So. That's booty call hours.
Yeah, that's booty call hours. If I'm seeing a movie during booty call hours, that you special.
Yeah, you special. Real special. Cause after this, we gonna get some booty.
Yeah, yeah. I would show you the world.
Not just the world, a whole new world.
A whole new world. In the backseat of my mother's Chevy.
Oh wow.
We can go in. Oh no, let's stop.
But yeah, I'm excited for it. But make sure you guys tune in later this week. That'll be Wednesday's episode of The Birds and the Bees. We actually pre-recorded that, so we, you know, I can actually say it's coming because it's done. So we're gonna have to worry about that, you know. Mm-hmm. But be prepared if you guys want to hear about what we think about Aladdin and the origins of Aladdin.
I love that story.
Oh god!
Make sure you tune into this week's episode of The Birds and the Bees. That's on Wednesday.
Smartest woman in the world,
right, like. We're not going to spoil it for you guys. Make sure you tune into that one. That's Wednesday's episode. So, this week's tip of the week is, I believe, you have to earn the right to experiment in the bedroom. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You have to earn that right to experiment. Give me a second.
You can't just jump in the room all willy-nilly like, yo, let me try this. Let me put it in your butt.
No.
No spit. No lube.
No.
Big dick and all.
No.
Arizona can't size.
No. God. God. Why? Why?
Dude, I'm dying over here.
Oh, I can't get it out of my head.
Okay, so sexual experimentation is earned, not inherited. It requires time, tact, and trust. 66% of the women that, what is it, Men's Health? I believe it is Men's Health. Yes, it is Men's Health. 66% of the women, Men's Health survey, said they were most willing to experiment later in a relationship. Quote, is there more to that?
No, yeah.
So, yeah, you know, in a relationship, they're down to experiment, but you're not going to experiment with the guy that you had a one-night stand with recently, like, on a second date. They're not going to go. You just can't jump on it like, hey, I know we only had sex once, but you know what? I want to try something with you right now. Now, granted, there will be some people who would be down.
Down, yes.
Not everybody's that way. Some people just want to have freaky, kinky sex all day, every day, random people. Mm-hmm.
Straightforward.
It don't matter to them who, how, when. They just want to do all the wild shit because they got nothing else to do but to fuck.
Yeah, I came with these anal beads. You want to try it?
Some people be like, fuck yeah, stuck them shits up in there, my nigga.
Get the lube. Let's go. Get in the lube.
This conversation is going somewhere. I'm not comfortable.
So, okay. So,
you know, interesting. So, I found out recently they're now making a law against consent where it's like if the girl willingly say, okay, I'm down to fuck, she can't withdraw from consent after that. They're about to make that a law. And I'm like, that's problematic as fuck.
Very.
Like.
That's a lot of he say, she say going on right about now. Like, it's not working.
I'm like, that doesn't sound like a really smart plan at all. Remember the plan I told you guys for the short we're going to do about consent? Mm-hmm. Remember? You know how, guys, you guys don't understand. You think it's just about them. This shit can turn back on you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could give her consent for sex, and then guess what? She can do some shit you not into, my nigga.
Word.
And next you know, you be like, no, I give no consent. I said, no means no.
And she's like, no,
you was into it, though. You was into it, though. You said you was into it.
You said you wanted to try something, right?
Like,
bend over.
Like, guys.
Damn. Why am I handcuffed? You gonna take this long.
And I was telling my friend earlier, we was talking about a girl. He's like, yo, man, this girl I'm talking to now, she's a physical therapist. I'm like, girl, you better stop playing. I put a baby in. I'm like, yo, bro, you gotta be careful. That's a threat now. You can't just be telling girls you'll put a baby in them now, because they can't get rid of it no more.
Nope.
That's a threat.
Apparently, if we miscarry, it's a felony.
Now, Donald Trump apparently applauded this whole abortion thing, but he made sure in some states that doesn't include incest, rape, you know, any of those things.
In some states.
Yes, not all the states.
Wait, what? Whoa.
Like, the state that started this shit is not, it's not going about that. It's like, no, you have a baby, you having a baby. I think that's Alabama, right? That started this thing, right? It's Alabama, I believe, right?
Aren't they the ones with constantly having sex with their cousins?
Yeah, so maybe that's...
That's probably why they wanted to stop it.
Right? Like, hey, man, don't be, if my mama killed me, I'll never be born, and I'll never become senator. So I want to stay senator. So we're going to...
Just keep it within yourselves. Like, we explore. We go out about our ways. Like,
I just find it interesting when I was at the African American Museum in DC that there was a clip of the Oprah show and they were talking about this exact thing in the fucking 80s. Word for fucking word. The only difference was it wasn't about a ban. It was just, oh, abortion is a woman has a right to do what she wants with her body. And then a woman would come out like, oh, I'm a Christian woman. The Bible says thou should not kill. And I'm just like, God damn, this shit sounds like it was shot yesterday. Like, the argument has never changed at all. At all. And it's like, God damn, man. I don't know.
You gotta think about, like, the fight never really changes. The people change. I mean, all that happens is we keep reproducing and keep teaching our kids our fights. And then they keep, you know, arguing our fights.
I don't know. There's been a whole lot of fighting going on. That's one thing I learned from the African American man. There was like, there was a group of women. I forgot the exact name. I'll have to come back to you guys about that. Maybe we have to do a whole different podcast just about Black history and culture. But there was this group of women, a huge black group of black women, and I forgot what the name of it. They had this one organization, and their whole thing was just about educating women, and it was basically feminism before feminism. You know what I mean? And these were like, when I say they had a whole room dedicated to these women were some bosses, bosses. You know what I mean? So. I guess there's nothing new under the sun. Women will, you know, women have brains. It's not everybody who just, like, you know, stay at home, cook, clean. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, one thing I've learned looking at that museum, women, you know, they represent since day one. Since day one, they were trying to run the household. Not trying, but basically running the household since day one.
I mean, if you find a woman that isn't ready to run the household, then you need to start over.
Yeah, that girl, that's it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. She's broken. You have to return her and say that the packaging was damaged and, you know, please give me a new one.
Leave her with her mama where she needs to be. My mama can figure it out. Mm-hmm. You can't. You know, funny, I read something very interesting this week, and I think this is probably the best place to bring this back into the world. Somebody tweeted, if you're confused about somebody, that means they don't want you. Somebody likes you, you will know. If you're confused, that's the sign they don't like you. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very interesting. I was like, yo, that's kind of true.
It really is.
Like, I've never had an experience where, you know, I was confused about somebody and they were really about it. If I was confused, they wasn't about it.
Unless
every
it
time.
Was reversed. You was about it and they was really confused.
No, there's never a time when if a girl was confused about me, I wasn't about it.
True.
Cause when I want somebody, the girl knows. She knows.
Word. When you want to be with somebody, like, you let that person know, whether you're using verbal communication or body language. Your body speaks louder than your actual mouth does. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you feeling shorty, it doesn't matter how many times you say, like, oh, you know, you're my sis, you know, you gonna try it. You feel it.
True.
Well, I just thought that was very interesting. I just want to bring that up. But that's not what today's final topic is. Our final topic is based off something I saw on Instagram. So, I'm scrolling through my Instagram feed. I don't remember why. You know, when you're bored, you just be scrolling. I'm scrolling past my feed. Then I see a picture of Russ Wilson, Ciara's husband, the football player. Mm-hmm. He's there with Baby Future, right? Him and Baby Future look like they're having the time of their fucking lives. And you see the caption. It's a full-blown caption that Russ wrote to Baby Future. And even though I know Baby Future is not on Instagram, so I don't know how he thought he was going to read this quote. But, you know, he basically was like, oh, you know, ever since you came to my life, you've been a blessing to me and da-da-da-da. I'm going to try to be the best father I can be for you and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, a lot of good guy stuff. You know, got nothing wrong. I had no problems with what I saw up there. I'm like, good for you, black man. Taking care of that woman's child. Sierra's living a real life Madea movie right now. You know what I mean? The black girl who was with a drug dealer that didn't treat, you know, ain't treat her right, and then she found herself a good black man who God fearing, taking her and her kids in. You know,
that
so
fun.
So I have no problem with Russ. Now, same day, I see a pic. You know, it's a video of Future with Baby Future, and he gave this little boy a Rolex. Hey, so you see them open up the box, and Future goes, "Hey, son, here you go." And he's just like, "Thanks." Like, nigga, I'm five. I don't know what the fuck a Rolex is. I see the watch.
Jump, my dude.
And the caption Future had was like, it was a quote from Meek Millie's song. Like, the first time I saw a Rolex, I was flexed or some shit like that, right? And it's just a picture of him looking at the watch, and I'm just like, that little boy is just confused. Like, this watch is just big and cold and scratchy. Like, what is this?
Huge. It can't, he fit. Can't fit around
it's,
his wrist.
It's not fit. It's just like a hula hoop is off. And I'm just like, damn.
He's getting his size.
I'm like, damn, hell. These are two different, you know, little baby Future getting the best of both worlds. He's seen black manhood and from two different sides. You seeing the ghetto version of this shit and the classy version of this shit. I'm very interested to see how this little boy is gonna turn the fuck out. He's gonna get the best of both worlds. He's gonna be able to be street and still be fucking classy at the same time. Like, he'll be able to hang with both worlds. That little boy gonna be an interesting little kid.
He's gonna be a Chris Brown, my nigga.
No. That's a bad direction. We don't want him to go that direction. No disrespect to Chris Brown, but the baby Future. Sure, that boy need a chance in life. Chris Brown is taking a dark turn. I don't know.
Remember, I wanted to ask you a question. Remember a couple episodes ago I told you about that prevent the rape thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted you to take a look at this again.
So rape has become an epidemic in South Africa. So a medical technician named Sonnet Elhers developed a product for women to fight back. Elhers had never forgotten a rape victim telling her, "If I only had teeth down there." So she created a product called Rape-X. It resembles a tube with barbs inside. The woman inserted like a tampon, and any man who tries to rape the woman impales himself on the barb and must go to an emergency room to have the Rape-X removed. Some critics said this is medieval punishment. Well,
don't be raping women.
Right?
Thank you. I told y'all
what the fuck?
That's exactly what it was, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to go back, I don't know which episode it was, but that's exactly what it was.
Happened? The woman gets drunk, forgets she has it in there.
I said that same shit.
And meets a guy, and it's in that. Like, oh,
she has to go with him, saying, "Listen, he's not a rapist. It was an accident. That's exactly what I said.
If you almost cut off my dick, girl, you gotta marry me. You almost made me lose my dick, girl.
Listen, if I was a guy and some shit like that was to dick happen blender. To me, and this chick is to come with me to the hospital to tell the doctors that she was drunk and forgot that she put this thing in there, listen, I'm pressing charges.
Hell yeah.
I'm pressing charges.
What I don't know. If she's the baddest girl on earth and she was actually really good.
Damn.
If she was everything I was looking for, I'm like, girl, you know, we together for life now.
Listen.
Like,
listen.
Bitch, you better be telling our kids this story, because you ain't going nowhere. You almost let me lose my dick.
That Becky better be serious.
Like, you better treat this shit all through the healing process. Like, every day, you got to be my nurse. Every day. Like, you
taking
got
showers
to.
With small cuts on your shit. Then you
oh,
gotta,
God.
Then
oh.
You got to wrap it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm pressing charges. She's going to jail.
That's
attempted
murder.
Yeah, I mean,
that's attempted murder.
I don't even think we have that on Kiki Candy.
I don't care what you
what, that kind of? No, we
please,
don't.
Lord, no.
No, we don't.
Please, Lord.
No, we don't. We have a lot of stuff at KikiCandyOnline.com, but we do not have that Rape-X.
I mean, Rape-X it's funny. Not one of them. It's funny. I'm not going to lie.
I ain't going to lie. When I saw it, I was like, justified.
Yeah, justified. I see why. But at the same time, it's just like, nah, that's just cruelty.
What you mean? To the person that done the raping, be like, yo, you got what you deserve with the cuts.
Yeah, anybody who's ready to rape somebody, they need to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Like, for you, I people don't understand how crazy. I spoke to a couple girls who have gotten raped, and it's crazy when you hear the story. It's like, you know, because, you know, sometimes it just be an average thing where they're hanging out with a dude, and it's just all regular, and the nigga decides, all right, it's time for sex. And she's just like, whoa, my nigga, fuck you meat. And
I've been in that situation.
That shit is fucking scary as fuck.
And this was a guy that I was dating for a couple of months.
Uh-huh.
I remember I was in high school, and we was at his house with a couple of friends, and we were in the room, and they were playing music outside, like, extremely loud. And he was, like, forcing himself on me. And I remember screaming at the top of my lungs, like, no, get off. And, like, I remember, like, calling my friends,
mm-hmm.
and they put the radio up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. And this, and at the time, like, I was, you know, I didn't know how to deal with the situation.
Right.
And I continued dealing with the guy for a while. And it happened, like, maybe 3 or 4 times. And I remember, like, a couple of days before my birthday, he tried it. And I pulled a knife out and was ready to stab him. I ran out the house and I never looked back. And it's crazy because that happened like around 2006. I saw him again 2012 at the movie theaters in Jamaica. I was sitting on the stairs and I was with a friend of mine, and friend didn't know the situation, nothing. And he was going down the escalators and he called my name, and I looked and I realized it was him, and I didn't acknowledge him. Mm-hmm. Like I just turned my head back to like not even give him the idea that I see you.
Right.
And my friend was like, you know, he was calling you. And he stayed at the bottom stairs, like calling me a couple of times, and I just ignored him.
Right.
Never saw him again.
Man, that's crazy. Man, I'm so glad I'm not a woman. Yeah, I got it hard. Mm-hmm. Man, if I was a woman, I would have slipped my wrist years ago. I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't fucking do it. Mm-hmm. I cannot live this life as a woman. Holy shit, balls, I could have. Y'all strong. Y'all strong as fuck. They gonna be asking like, you got balls. Well, women don't need balls.
And that's not even the first time that I was raped. My first time that I was actually raped, it was legit by a couple of a bunch of strangers, and I was ironically on my way going to my boyfriend's house at the time.
Holy shit.
And he wasn't answering the phone. And this guy was following me, and I remember I was around South Road, where they had a lot of junkyards and stuff like that.
Oh my god.
And mechanic shops and stuff. And it was like 5-6 o'clock in the evening. So it was already getting dark. It's winter time. So it was already dark out. And this guy just kept following me around. And I remember I had on a skirt that day. That's why I don't like skirts. I don't buy skirts. I don't. Mm-mm. That's the last time I wore a skirt.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Holy shit.
I'm gonna get a chainsaw with a shotgun.
And I was 15. I was 15 and technically a virgin.
What do you mean technically?
You
a virgin?
I was a virgin.
Okay, you can't say technically.
But I ended up consensually having sex a week after.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, of course. After that, your body is going through all types of different shit at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. So, yeah. Jesus, that's tough. That is tough, man. That's why, you know, when I see these stories about, these guys who's going to jail for rape, I'm just like, yo, where's the heart, bro?
Word.
I don't know how you can just keep going if you see a woman crying and screaming and hitting you. Like, I mean, granted, just sometimes a sex woman will be crying. You know, a woman will be crying and screaming and hitting you, but there's a different way. There's different ways to know when there's the good scream and there's the bad scream. Word. You should know, you should be able to tell the difference. It's not the other one is not sexy at all.
Word.
You know, you should be able to know the difference between the hitters.
She's afraid.
Right?
It's not even just that. Like, when a female's really into it, like, you can tell she's into it because she naturally lubricates herself.
Right.
When she's not into it, just dry. Desert. Like, you have to fight your way in. So that's what causes a lot, you know, the majority of the pain, you know, a lot of the tearing, the fact that it's dry.
Right.
You know, like, she's not lubricated. She's not, you know, being pleasured.
Right.
So that's what changes the whole thing. It's just like, that shit, come on. Like, you know, like, she's obviously, she's fighting you. Her body is trying to reject you. And right. You're still forcing your way in.
It's tough. That's tough. I don't know any man who can do that. Any man who can do that, I don't want to know you. That's just, I have no words. It's just, I don't know. I have never been through rape. That's not something. Yeah, literally, I didn't know none about rape till I was maybe 15 years old. That stuff was so out of my, you know, peripheral. Mm-hmm. It was just not something I knew was a thing until, you know, I started meeting people who went through it. You know what I mean? And watching Tyler Perry play the movies, you know. Mm-hmm. Once again, like I told you guys, my Black Affinity Stones, you know, Tyler Perry was one of those stones, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, on a lighter note, you know, we can't leave the episode in a darker place. But, so last week, I saw this movie on my way. It's funny, I was watching it actually on my way to the African American History Museum. The movie was called See You Yesterday, and it was a Back to the Future like movie. Speaking of Back to the Future, they actually had one of the guys from Back to the Future in the movie. Great cameo. The movie was about a girl going back in time to save her brother getting shot from the police. And man, when I say this movie was just this is just wonderful. It was wonderful. It was just fucking wonderful, man. It was just like, you know those early, like, those Steven Spielberg movies when we were kids? They had the kids, they were cursing and shit, but they were doing ill shit. Mm-hmm. You know? It was like one of those movies, you know? I enjoyed it a lot. If you guys got Netflix right now, I think that's something you guys should go check out. Now, there's another show on Netflix that I'm thinking about watching called Bonding. Because I saw they had a lot of, you know, toys that we have from KikiCandyOnline.com. So I was like, this is basically the Kiki Candy show. But, you know, it's not sponsored by Kiki Candy. Like, how the fuck did it get on Netflix and they didn't go through us? Like, what's going on here?
Hey, and then for me, I don't know who just honked at us.
Anyways, you know, I told you guys, we famous now. So, you know, yeah, everybody want to be part of the podcast, you know. Mm-hmm. I was trying to do his little cameo himself. He's like, hey, guys, we're on the show. Like, we're not on camera, guys. We're not on camera. We can't see you. Nobody can see you. But I think that'd be very, very interesting to see Bonding on Netflix. But I don't know. We need our own Kiki Candy series soon, so be prepared. We do have a superhero show coming up soon from Kiki Candy. Mm-hmm. It may start off as a radio drama. I haven't figured it out yet. But we do have a superhero show that's going to be sponsored by KikiCandyOnline.com. And I'm not going to say too much about the show, but damn, how do I mention it without giving away so much? Damn, I don't want to get. Well, we tell stories on the show. So, all right. So, guys, basically, just imagine Shazam, and if Shazam just wanted to meet women all day, that's what. That's it. That's all I can give you. Just imagine Shazam and Shazam all day, every day, just wanted to meet women. So Shazam means booty call, maybe. Okay. That's all. I'll give you guys that. It's Shazam means booty call. Okay. So. I know that's not a lot to go off of, but it's the best I could do right now on short notice, because I can't really explain the plot yet, because, you know, it got the copyrighted and shit. So, anywho, that was this episode of The Birds and the Bees. Like I said, guys, we have another episode this Wednesday where we talk about the origins of Aladdin. You know, I forgot what else we talk about. We talk about a lot of stuff in that episode, but I think we talk about Alexander the Great, or that was last week. Was that last week's? I forget. We talk about so much people's sex life now. It's not even funny.
Right?
Like, yeah, we talk about everybody's sex life.
I even remember Alexander's story, because that one was just wow. Wow.
Khan was just a slut.
He was just women he hair, was the true definition of a hoe.
Really? Really? Yeah.
He really was.
Yeah.
He didn't care. No. As long as it had a heartbeat and it got from point A to point B.
And it had a hole somewhere.
Mm-hmm. He was ready to stick something in it. Like, you like that? Yeah, I like it.
Like, what?
Yeah.
I am Alexander the Great! I'm the greatest!
His body's on floor.
I didn't like the movie, and I'm not a fan of the man himself. I don't know if he's so quote-unquote great, but that's not my story to tell anyway. You know, some people may consider him the great, but I'm just like, yeah, I guess. You know who I would give credit to right now, though, who I consider the great? Arnold fucking Schwarzenegger. There's a clip going viral right now where he was in South Africa and somebody tried to do a jump.
Oh, no, they didn't do it. They jump kicked him.
Yeah, it was a 2 feet. The Pacific
drop kick.
It was a 2 feet drop kick. Guy used both feet, ran up, bam, right into the fucking governor's back. Just like bam, I'm telling you, Schwarzenegger didn't feel like it. It looked like he thought he got. It just looked like he got pushed. It doesn't even look like he got kicked. like you see from two angles. Like if I didn't see the first angle where you see him get kicked, I would have never thought he got kicked. The first like the first angle shows you clearly. Oh, a nigga just ran up and apparently this dude does this a lot. He runs up on celebrities and try to jump on them or whatever. There's this thing for social media or whatever. So he runs up. Boom, kicks him, and you're like, holy shit. This thing, like, he just, you know, this nigga's like 71 years old. Schwarzenegger's old as fuck. This man didn't even hit the ground or nothing. He just stumbled a little bit, like, whoa, what the hell? And then you see it from the other angle where you don't see the guy running up. You just see Schwarzenegger get pushed. You know, it just looks like somebody shoved him. It don't even look like somebody kicked him hard. I'm just like, damn, this dude's probably like a ton of fucking bricks, yo. At 71 years old.
Hate to get hit this thing,
like you, man.
What?
Still like Tyson? Would you fight Tyson?
Hell no. I see Tyson. I saw a video of Tyson recently teaching dudes how to fight. He still got it. It's great. I read an article about a guy who broke into this couple's house and he put a knife at the man's wife and was like, yeah, I will stab her right now. You don't give me the money. What he didn't know is the guy used to be a boxer. He used to be a Marine. He used to like he whooped this nigga's ass. Like he this dude was old as shit. Like he's waiting his whole life for somebody to try him. Like finally I can put this shit to you.
Baby hold still.
I got this.
He probably like, yo, hello.
Fact, let me be that man's wife. Yo, I would have gone downstairs, got a tall glass of wine, come back upstairs, sat on the bed, put some nice music on, and just sip the wine and watched him beat his ass. Like, do what you gotta do, boo.
Like, oh yeah, you would put a knife on me, right? Okay.
Why she get so comfortable? What the fuck is going on here?
It's like, lady, help me. She's like, what you mean? I'm not done yet.
People, don't be running into people's houses. Don't right? do that.
You don't know.
Don't do it.
Life is too precious.
That might be an old motherfucker.
My mom, when my mom found out that the marshals came onto our property, she was like, oh, no. You're lucky I wasn't here because I would have pulled my gun out. I would have. And he was like, oh, ma'am, you can't. She was like, no. NYPD. Trespassing now. Shit. A whole new territory.
You come on somebody's property, that's like a nuclear device going, somebody's trying it?
My mom was like, I didn't punch in yet.
Lock and loaded.
Alright. But yeah, that was this episode of The Birds and Bees. As always, I hope you guys learned something. And as always, this episode was sponsored by
KeekyCandyOnline.com.
And like we said, we're going to have a giveaway soon. Like, I'm telling you guys, I've been just collecting a whole bunch of stuff for you guys. And it's just, I have a whole duffel bag full of games and sex toys now. And it's questionable, this duffel bag. If I go to the airport with this, they'll be like, where are you going right now?
It's what are you planning on doing? Business trip. None of your business.
Right. What kind of party you go? What kind of party are you about to have? And can I go?
Mind your business. That's all. Just mind your business.
KeekyCandyOnline.com. Hey, right. That's all I can tell you. Enjoy your day. Be safe.
It does look like a fun party bag. I'm not gonna lie. Just, all you need is a bottle in that bag, and it's a party. It's a fucking party. Maybe it's a passion party. We will see.
A bottle of Henny?
You know what's crazy? For the first time, I had pure Henny this weekend.
When I was
on my way back from the museum, I had it. It was pure white Henny. And I mean, is it called white Henny?
Yeah, I know it's called Henny.
They have a couple. Like,
it says pure Henny on the bottle.
Grape Henny.
It just says pure Henny. Is that white Henny or there's a different one called white Henny?
No, that's a different one.
Oh, so there is a white Henny. Yes. So pure Henny and white Henny is two different Henny.
Yeah.
Yes. Holy shit. But I had pure Henny this weekend. Ugh. And it was surprisingly smooth.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like white
Henny.
Now,
whiskey.
So what?
Whiskey.
I am a whiskey person, but as a whiskey person, I gotta say, this Henny was really good. This was really good Henny. If I ever drink Henny from now on, it's gonna have to be pure Henny. I'm not gonna be able to drink any other Henny but pure Henny. Mm-hmm. Pure Henny is now my Henny. That's it. You never catch me do Henny. Hennessy, cut the check. Cut the fucking check.
Captain Morgan, cut the check.
Fact of life. Anyway, y'all, until next time, much love, God bless, 2 bit of chicken grease. Later.
Night.